plenty of drinking. Like, we're not doing a show right now.
What did we say we were doing
today? We are drinking today.
We are. The name of the show today is actually Redo / Drank. So, we'll explain. So, it's a redo because, unfortunately, our first episode, as you all may know, did not record. So, we're coming back at you. The first one is more of a phantom episode, unless you tuned in live with us. But today is more of a redo. We're going to reintroduce ourselves. But we are drinking. B-Wall, what you drinking on today?
Shit, I got Jack over here and his buddy Heineken.
He has two people.
You know how I do it.
Sidekick, what you drinking on?
I'm drinking on that Jack.
On Jack. Straight. So I'm the lightweight in the group. Straight. I'm drinking Riesling.
I'm drinking Riesling.
So bougie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, boys.
I'm drinking Riesling.
Well, it's not that bougie because it's out of this little container that it came in. So it's not that bougie, right?
Still a cute container.
That's true. Right. That's true.
And look how she holding it. She got the nerve to be holding it with one of the fingers sticking out.
Y'all see that on YouTube. Y'all see that.
Oh, my God. So I hope everybody had a great week so far. We're coming back with the madness and the foolery. If you tuned in last week, you already know what social misconduct is all about. Again, I'm your girl, Mick. I am a publicist. I own It Factor Agency. And now I'm doing this lovely show. B. Walt, tell the people about you.
I am a hustler. I do dating and relationship advice, and I'm also a personal trainer, so don't pay attention to the fact that we're getting twisted in here, because I can help you out with that.
He can. He's helping me out, and I hate the gym, but I've lost like 5 pounds in like 2 weeks. Yay! Sidekick, tell the people about you.
Your favorite DJ's favorite DJ. DJ Sidekick. DJ all over the world. Producer. Watch babies. Do all of it. Do all of it.
Watch babies.
Do it all.
What?
House it. We do it all over here.
Oh, my God. If you are just tuning in, hit us up on Twitter. We will be live tweeting if we can get the fucking internet to work in the studio.
The fucking internet.
Social misconduct on Twitter, social misconduct on Instagram, and social misconduct radio on Facebook. Hit us up. We want to hear from you. Tweet us. I hope y'all drinking. I told y'all earlier, if you're following us on Facebook, have your drink ready. Drink with us. Tell us what you're drinking on. Tweet us. What's going on? B-Walt, what did we find in the news this week?
Oh, man, we found a lot of shit, man.
Crazy shit. Man, tell us about this chick who found her husband on Facebook, like, with other wives. How about that shit?
Before we even get into that, I gotta say, Facebook be fucking relationships.
It really does. Man.
Like
if you want it to last, stay off of social media, period. Pretty much.
So apparently, hey, let's get into it. This chick went searching on Facebook, saw her husband's face. Saw his picture and saw that he was in a relationship.
She saw wedding pictures.
Yeah, wedding pictures. Like, of other chicks. And she was like, wait a minute.
That's my husband.
Yeah.
The fuck?
He in another room right now.
Yeah. Right. So then she hired an investigator and she found out that he has 2 more wives since like 1988, dude.
So when did she marry the guy?
It didn't even say. It doesn't say when she married him. It just says that it's 2 additional women in unions dating back to 1988.
So what's worse, being the first one and getting cheated on by 3 extra ones or being that chick smack dab in the middle, like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
What would be worse?
Oh, that's...
Wait. I don't have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why we can't have 3 wives?
Why would you want 3 wives?
I know. All that fucking nagging?
I know. I'm just saying, I'm a woman. Back to
you. You want to put up with 3 women at the same damn time?
Could you imagine that shit? Ah, nigga, the seat up. You left your clothes out.
From 3 women at the same time. Right. Like, dude, I wouldn't recommend it.
Wait. If you got 3 women, one of them is... Never mind.
Right. Don't even... I'm a woman and I wouldn't recommend that shit.
You see her face?
I was about to... Yeah, I saw your face. I was like...
I'm talking about her face. You see her face? Them lip gloss lips was twisting. She's about to curse your ass out.
Oh.
You ain't see that shit?
I mean, I'm saying, one is a bottom.
Oh, God. Okay.
She's the submissive. Do whatever the hell you say.
Yes,
sir. What world are you from?
She usually like a nurse or...
What? Where the fuck? What?
The second one is like the one who, you know, had all the kids, so you had to keep her because keeper to keeper.
I see that you thought this through. He's been thinking about this whole scenario. Right.
And the last one is just a fine ass. That's what you spend your money. That's what you spend the first one money on.
Oh, psychic ain't shit, y'all.
I'm joking.
Right. Nigga go home in trouble. Now she gonna be doing investigations on Facebook.
Next week is gonna be like, we see Sidekick on Facebook.
Yeah, guess who's waiting downstairs right now?
Right
now.
Ow. Oh my god.
So how many women you got?
Right. So which one am I?
Not which one am I. Oh my god.
Straight shotguns.
And so I found on complex.com. This shit is insane. The headline reads, woman poisons roommates after being caught having sex, wait for it, with dogs. Psychic's face right now, though.
I don't even know how to respond.
I mean, how do you even start talking about this crazy shit? That's some sick shit.
Okay, so wait. Is it a man and a dog or a woman?
No, this is a woman.
This is a woman who was getting down with dogs.
But she poisoned her roommates because they found out.
And guess what else?
She was
fucking one of her roommates.
Yes.
How would you feel if you was dealing with a chick and she decided to go with a farm animal or a domesticated animal over you? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you ain't shit.
And then instead of putting the animal down, she tried to poison you.
Did they die?
Nah.
No. Oh. So it says the roommate says she previously caught Walters lying nude inside a shed on their property having sex with her dog. Yeah. Then she was dating the guy, one of the roommates, and then he broke up with her after learning this, clearly. Like, bitch, yeah, you're crazy. You're fucking my dog. I gotta break up with you.
Right.
Then she says, if he takes me back, I'll stop.
But not until then. So why they in limbo?
One more time.
Right, why they in limbo?
Well, no. Not stop fucking a dog. She'll stop trying to kill them if he takes her back.
Oh, so the dog gonna get it regardless.
The dog getting it regardless. The dog is putting it down, okay?
So, does the dog enjoy this?
You
gotta see what this chick looks like.
We gotta interview the dog.
You gotta see what this chick looks like.
Yeah. If you're on our Ustream right now, we should be streaming live. Tweet us and let us know if you can see us on the camera. So I'm showing this crazy ass lady's picture right now if you can see it. And just go on complex.com and look up the story. That's
I see why. I see why.
A dog is her only option.
Pretty much. The dog like, again?
All of this shit for some kibble?
For some Snoopy skanks?
I gotta make sure sex. I'm not drinking while y'all talking because I will spit this out.
Come on, Keith. You don't spit.
Spit? No, we don't spit or swallow. No. Did you stop the music? Oh, I thought the music stopped.
No, it did.
That is getting way too much into my personal life.
I like it when she drinks.
Right.
I know. Talking. I'm telling too much shit about myself.
Tomorrow she's gonna be like, "I said what?"
I know.
But let's worry about right now. Hey, pick that up. Pick that up.
My girl just texted me. This shit slayer. She was like, "I can't see it, but ew."
Pretty much. Ew.
Sorry, they provoked me. I had to clear my name. I don't do those bad girl things.
And they're gonna silence.
Right. B, hit us with the next headline. What's next?
Oh.
Speaking of sex. Weird sex.
Oh.
This shit's crazy, y'all.
Where the hell do y'all be? Facebook. Okay.
We find this everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. We find the most outrageous shit to bring to you all.
I'm about to drop the music so B can really talk to y'all. Hold on.
We ready?
Yeah, we ready. Hit us up.
An Ohio morgue worker.
You already know what it's going
on. Admits to having sex with 100 corpses. 100 corpses.
100.
Now, before we get
dead
into,
people.
Before we get into the conversation, question, black or white? Black or white?
Yeah, which one? What you think?
That's a white dude.
You sure?
That's a white dude.
Nah, Joe, this dude look like Uncle Phil, man. Look at this guy.
It's one of ours.
It's one of ours.
Wow. It's one of ours. It's one of ours. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm. White people across the country going, whew.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. We got to take this one, black folks.
So.
How you ain't go into the story?
So I mean, that was enough.
That's true. We don't really need to go into this a little more. But to his credit.
To his credit?
It says that he was drunk or on drugs.
He's talking to the body. Come on, girl.
But wait. In court, he said he was either drunk or on drugs. So one of the two.
Could you picture that conversation? Baby, why are you so cold?
You just going to be mean today, not talk to me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, so I got to read it. You mad for last night, huh?
I got to read it. I can't. Wait a minute.
I said I was sorry.
Oh, why you not talk? You not talking to me?
Oh, you're not again, huh?
So we mad. Just roll over.
Oh my God.
See, that's why I mess with Becky anyway. I got three of them.
I got 100 of them.
You got 100 of them.
I got 100 of them. Shit. Wait, I got to read this quote though. I would just get on top of them and pull my pants down. What? Wait.
And do my business.
If I hadn't had anything to drink when I went to work, it wouldn't happen. He is blaming it on the alcohol.
Blaming on the juice.
He said I would do crack and go in and drink and go in. What? Crack is a powerful fucking drug, dude.
Crack ain't making you do that.
Crack is making you like have sex with dead people.
That's
now.
Bullshit. Man, he making it. Crack though. I've seen a lot of crackheads running up and down my old neighborhood, and ain't no one of them tried to fuck no dead.
That's true.
Nothing.
That's true. We knew our neighborhood crackheads. Yeah. They wow. Ain't doing no
they're
shit
a little
like,
off, but they're friendly.
But they ain't having sex with dead people, dude. Yeah. Like, no, that's a bit much. That's all I'm saying.
His wife left him. He didn't have, yeah.
Oh, and he is married.
Whoa.
He's still married?
Well, I don't know about now.
She knew it?
Yeah.
She like, shit, that don't mean I have to do anything no more.
But wait, why did she say, whatever happens on county time and on county property is county business? Bitch, what?
She don't want to fuck him anyway, so good. Clearly, you go ahead of that.
That is disgusting.
So, baby, who'd you have today?
Like... I just can't.
Now, did it clear up whether or not these dead bodies were old folks, young?
Was it all women?
Was he, I mean...
Oh, that's actually a really good question.
I'm curious.
All women?
Okay. All women.
Old, young?
No,
I'm curious as to what his preference is, you know.
No, it didn't say it's not that much, but... Oh, and all of the corpses were sexually abused. So you're going to abuse them more.
He slapped them around.
So wait, you're raping dead people even more after all of the abuse that they had.
No.
What?
No. Hold on. So they were abused and that's how they ended up in that position? And then he abused them again?
So like they died from like abuse, sexual abuse and other type of abuse. So all of the people he picked... Yeah, that was like how they died.
So is he going to jail?
Hell yeah, he's going. He better go.
Oh yeah, that's illegal.
For how long?
Dude, you asking me
if
too many
doing
questions.
If he's doing a year off of each one, that's 100 years right there.
This is a long ass article. I don't know all of these answers.
He got 6 months. That's still, you know, a good long ass time.
If y'all want answers, look on bscott.com. That's where I got this shit from. And we posted a link too.
Think about it. It's so funny. He goes to jail. Ain't nobody fucking with him. Ain't nobody trying to touch that guy.
Yeah,
I don't know. You got some crazy people in jail. Oh, so you want to fuck dead people, huh?
Right.
Ha, watch this.
Oh.
Play dead.
Who dead now?
Oh my God.
That's nasty.
That is
disgusting.
I mean, you could buy some. Anyway. I'm just saying.
Let me ask y'all something. Do y'all like women with breast implants? Does it matter?
It matters to me.
So you like it real? Or
yeah, I like it real.
Can you tell the difference?
Hell yeah. Immediately.
Really? By looking or feeling?
By looking. In clothes.
Yeah, true. Yeah. B?
I could tell the difference, but...
I mean, do you care? Like, is there a preference?
I mean, it looks kind of weird when they land down and them shit's still coming straight out.
they don't like exactly. fall down.
Yeah, you need some back. You know, you want to pull them back up. You can't be. Yeah,
you're breathing. They're not moving. Right, like, right. Yeah, they're just not
if you
going.
Can if you could balance your, if you could balance your beer in the middle of them bitches and just laying down. Yeah,
yeah, that's not cool. I like it real.
Well, I bring it up because we found this article. This lady in Spain got arrested. She was found with coke in her breast implant.
Oh, wow. That's going to a whole nother level of smuggling.
I mean.
How did they find out?
She told on herself.
Oh, so they leaked she got high and she couldn't keep her mouth shut.
Oh, no. So, oh, my God.
He said they leaked.
I can't. So she was coming from Colombia going into Spain. And it said they were doing a luggage search, which, you know, that's
normal. She got nervous.
But, you know, she got frisked by a female officer and they revealed some. I can't even say it. Basically, her breasts didn't look good. Like, they looked weird, I guess. I don't know, during the frisk. And she became nervous because she knows there was coke in her breast. And she confessed to carrying cocaine implants.
Nigga, they got to catch me.
Right.
Cut these bitches out.
Hello. Right. Catch me. The dog will be sniffing all around my booze. I'm like, he just like them. I don't know what the hell he's smelling. Doggy.
Haven't you heard about that chick that was fucking animals? I mean, what do you worry about it?
You better get with it.
Right.
Oh, my God. Ladies. With implants, don't get any damn ideas because she got caught. Okay, well, she kind of told on herself because I'm taking that shit to the girl. I'm like, I don't know what
the hell y'all.
I just got a bad boob job.
Right.
If this shit looks funny, it ain't my fault. Blame my doctor. Right. Like I'm rolling with that story.
I'm suing his ass right now.
Yeah.
I've heard the stories where women got caught with like little like weed and shit like that stuffed into their ass cheeks.
Yeah,
their
I've
ass
heard
cheeks
of that.
Funny.
Yeah. But in your implants. So you had surgery. Like
somebody came to you.
Somebody
and said, lay down.
Just carry these G packs over for me.
I wish they said how much money she made.
Well, shit.
Or could have made.
How big were her titties? We could guess.
They didn't say all that. Mm. And they didn't even say how much drugs or any. Like, they didn't give us a lot of information. At all. But those are great questions. Oh, no. Wait.
3.7 pounds. 3.7 pounds of coke.
Of coke. Yeah.
Hey.
That's like triple D's.
Yeah. Hey, how much? Hey,
my man over here looking at you grabbing titties.
Hey, what's the street?
They
the
mine.
Street
I can grab them if I want.
Hey, and they're lovely.
Thank you.
Hey, what's the street value?
And
they're
value?
Real. And they're real.
What's the street value?
I mean, I don't. Never mind.
No. Tell me. I'm curious. What's the street value for 4 pounds of titty with coke in them?
Oh God.
How much? Can you get on the street for 4 pounds of coke?
Have somebody tell you.
Drug dealers, tweet us right now. We need to know drug information.
We don't need to know the names. We don't need to know your name at all.
Just let us know.
Let us know a roundabout.
What's the
going? 4 pounds of titty coke on the street.
I don't know.
That's what B-Walk said.
I'm curious.
I'm curious too. We need to know. That could be a new business for us.
I ain't throwing no coke in my titties. I don't know. She the only one built with the right compartment.
Right. You can get away with it all day long.
And you know I ain't saying shit. I get caught. I just get, look.
Could you imagine her on coke? We talked about weed last week. Coke?
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 I'm feeling this little Riesling right now, let alone some coke.
Yeah, you be
I am a lightweight. I can't do drugs. I said no a long time ago.
Like, so dare to keep kids off drugs, face ass.
Like, no. Drugs are gross. Crack is whack. Okay. All right, so this is taking, like, avoiding getting married to a whole nother level. I'm going to let B talk about this one because this is ridiculous.
All right, so some guy decided instead of marrying his chick, he was just going to fake his own death.
Like, fuck it.
Most dudes just move out.
Who shot you?
Right. They purposely get caught cheating or something. This nigga was like, I'm just going to
die.
I
would rather have people, my loved ones, my family, my friends, think I'm dead than to marry this bitch. Like, what?
That nigga woke up like, that's the ticket.
It's that bad? What would make you even come, like...
She must have been. Well, see, I don't want to go so far as to say something.
Right,
because
it may not have been her. That's true.
I don't know her.
But go ahead.
But to just not exist anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
And where would you go? Because you're faking your death. Well, so like,
he's from the United Kingdom, so he could come over here.
He could come over here.
I mean, he's a white boy.
You know, he's a white boy. You know, they let them in, no problem. Right. He could just come over here and hide.
Like, why even go that far? Like, just tell her you don't want to marry her anymore.
That's too much like right.
Like, why? Let me ask you all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. If you don't want to marry a girl, let's even not even go to marriage. If you don't even want to be with a girl, you don't like her ass anymore. Why is it so hard to tell the truth? Damn. Why is I'm putting y'all asses on the spot? Wow. I'm blind as hell. If I don't like your ass, I'm just out. So
you go ahead. I'm drinking.
Oh yeah, okay. Get your mind right.
Jesus.
Sidekick.
Ladies, no man likes to be the bad guy, okay, unless we have to be the bad guy, especially with a woman. So how it usually started is that we just wanted to fuck in the first place. But you were so bad that we played the game, and then the game get crossed up, and you get deeper into the game when we want to get out. So it's like, hey, we'll start making up any and everything to just try to get out of the game. Period, point blank.
That is so fucking ridiculous to me. Like, just be the damn bad guy.
Why?
If you're not going to be with her anyway, just be the damn bad guy. It's actually easier that way. Then she won't come looking for your ass. After, like, if you're the bad guy, you're an asshole. She's done with you. Like, you're getting what you want.
That's not always true.
That's true.
No.
I agree. Okay.
That's not always true.
Because you have some crazy.
As soon as you say it, it's, I'm going to make you. Because, see, most women
think they can change.
Change you anyway. Yeah. They started on the program as, B-Wall, I know he a hoe, but I'm going to change
why,
him.
Why we got to, I'm over here.
Because, you know, we were talking men-wise, so. I had to say, DJ Sidekick, I know he got, you know, he's a hoe. I'm going to change him. He going to get this.
Right,
this
every
gonna,
woman.
Oh, this is going to change him.
Yeah.
And we sit there like, yeah, that's going to change us. You got it.
Lying, basically.
You know, they had it for like about a week and a half.
A week and a half?
2 weeks.
Dude, you're changed like that night in that moment.
Right.
And then tomorrow.
But if it's good.
Okay.
She might could keep you about a good month.
But you're not changed. Like, that's not
you changed for that month. For that month, you good.
You know.
So you mean to tell me, you meet somebody that's bad as hell.
Okay.
You be real. Like, you really with them for that 30 days.
She's real bad?
Yeah.
See.
You like how bad?
Right. I mean, you can roll for a minute. I mean, if that's what you're about. But a lot of times, oh, you can hear it.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Outside, sorry.
Oh.
I mean, but it's almost a point of you.
People are drilling something. I don't know if you all can hear it, but.
Sorry, y'all.
Somebody's drilling some shit and is interfering with us right now. And it's, yeah, we're going to close the door. So, sorry about that. Go ahead, Kick. Finish your thought.
I mean, it's just a point of a lot of times we see with our eyes. Y'all get caught up in your ears.
Yeah.
So, if it's that bad and she knows what she's doing. A woman can make you...
You rolling. Okay.
Yeah, a woman can change you.
But now, then,
get me wrong.
But at the point that you figure out, she ain't the one, I'm not really changed, I don't want to be in this anymore, just say it.
Y'all not going to take it that easy.
Some of us.
Some.
Don't say y'all, because you don't want to be with me.
Yeah, you crazy.
Bye.
You crazy.
Like,
keep like, oh, you want to be with me?
You ain't going to be with nobody.
You don't want to be with me?
I can have another you in a minute.
After I whoop your ass a couple of times.
Yeah. You're not going to get away easy.
Right. See what I'm saying? That's why right there.
She's got a collection of penises from people she slayed in the past.
I'm so glad you said that.
Collection. Damn.
A collection of penises.
I'm ignoring him.
Jeez. Key.
I mean, that's with dope. So much penis in the world, I don't really need to collect them.
With so much penis in the world today.
That sounds like a song. But speaking of a collection, that brings me into the next story. Man arrested for allegedly stealing penises of dead patients at hospital. What is up with sex and hospitals body parts and dead people? What's going on? B, don't just look. Say something.
I don't.
He's just looking like stupid right
now. I'm trying to fathom what the purpose of taking. I mean, what's the purpose? I don't understand it. Like, how can
he's
I?
Envy?
I don't understand it.
He's envy.
Penis envy.
They're bigger than mine. Like what?
Becky, I bet you like this one. I bet you like this one. No, I like yours. Stop lying, bitch. He gets so upset.
Oh my gosh.
What is he doing with him? What is he doing with him?
Croatian nurse has been arrested for allegedly removing, not only are you stealing, you're removing them, removing the penises of dead patients and adding them to his, not her, alarming, unexplainable collection.
I don't know. Do we give him names?
Wait, but guess what his nickname is?
Oh, Lord.
The Penis Collector.
Are you kidding me?
That's
I
nasty.
Swear to God, that's what they call him. Known as the Penis Collector. 52 years old.
The fuck is going on in this world?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Was arrested with disturbing the deceased last week.
Disturbing the deceased.
Oh, wait. Disturbing, there's more.
Disturbing other.
There's more.
Go for it.
He was preserving them in jars. Glass jars.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder what the solution was to preserve. What's that? Like, whatever you preserve, like, dead people? Like, I don't.
Yeah, probably.
Because he had them in glass jars in his apartment, just chilling. Yep, just chilling.
Did you say hi to Bob?
I wonder, did he name him?
Probably did.
And this here is Jim. And, like, what?
I just picture this guy having tea parties with formaldehyde.
And he's only facing 2 years in prison. I guess they're already dead. Ain't like he killed anybody.
Wait.
2 years.
Don't take my dick when I'm dead. That's all I'm asking.
You don't really need it, but I'm just saying. Like, what are you going to do with it after you're dead? But it's not his. It doesn't belong to him, and he shouldn't
there
be
you
stealing
go.
Penises.
There you go.
I agree. I totally agree. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to introduce something new from this show, starting this show, and from here on at 7:30. I'm a little early, but it's okay. I can do what I want.
We're drunk.
It's my show. I do what I want.
We're drunk.
So B and I decided to do our own little segments where we talk about whatever we feel like it. And mine is called According to Mick, because that's me. So at 7:30, if you missed the first half of our show and you tune in at 7:30 every Thursday, you will get me and According to Mick and all of my craziness. So I found an article on BuzzFeed. You know how BuzzFeed, they do like the little list and all of that. So they had 29, let me get this right, 29 little things that guys can do to instantly be more attractive. So I thought, that's interesting. Let me tell guys what to do. Some of this stuff is whack, so I'm just going to go like...
Give me an example of one of the whack ones for you.
Let me see. It was something about like washing your hair or don't wash your hair every day.
Don't wash
like,
your hair.
It was something weird like don't wash your hair every day. I don't know. Ooh. That was like whatever. So anyway... The first one, I'm not going to go through all 29 because we just don't have time like that. Well, the first one was skip short sleeve shirts and roll up your long sleeves instead. Like buttoned, like collared buttoned down.
Oh, and then rolled up like you're working? Okay.
Because like a t-shirt clear. Like, yeah, see, yeah. B got it? Yeah, this got is it. What I'm saying. Like,
right.
Short sleeve collared buttoned down shirts. This is just kind of lame.
Okay.
Like... It's nerdy.
So if you got the long sleeve and you roll
and
up
you roll
like
it, it's
working,
more.
Like,
yeah, okay. I hate this word, but it gives you a little bit more swag. Like you just look better, cooler.
Is that what they're saying? Or is that what you're saying?
Oh, this is me.
Oh,
this
okay.
Is all me.
Okay.
This
okay.
Is all me.
Okay. B, you got one.
So B, all right.
You got
all
one.
Right. You doing? I teach them. You
oh,
know.
Oh.
On the weekends, I try to teach them something.
B, what did I say last week?
I try to teach them something. This second one is very, very important, and this applies to all men, no matter color, race, height, weight, whatever. Invest in a tailored suit. Please, guys, invest in a tailored suit. It's more important, buy a suit. If you don't have one, take your asses out this weekend and go buy a suit, black, blue, a dark suit.
Right.
Just get a dark suit.
Right.
But you can't stop there.
Can't stop there.
Get it tailored.
Right. to fit.
Don't buy.
Your
don't think.
Stanky ass.
Yes, don't think that you can just buy a suit off the rack and like it'll fit. X is looking at me a little confused right now.
He like what?
Like I ain't getting my suit tailored. What?
Why are you throwing out there like that?
Well, he's looking at me crazy right now. Find a good tailor. You know, you can hit up Norris and Thrash, and they are, I mean, they're really great stylists. They have great tailors. They can help you. Get you a stylist. Find you a tailor. Make it happen. Okay? That's important.
There you go.
This one says, get fancy and have your shoes shined. You don't need, I mean, if you have dress shoes, they shouldn't be all dusty and like fucked up looking. So
shoes always got to stay clean up.
Yeah. I always. Like,
I don't care if they Jordan.
When I was younger, that was like the, I mean, I still do this, but that's the first thing that most women look at. Like, I look at your damn shoes. If your shoes dirty, says a lot about you.
That's the first thing you look at?
Well, face first. Because if you ugly, I don't even give a shit about your shoes.
So you're telling me your face and then your shoes?
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously?
Like how you're dressed. Like, you know.
If you match.
This isn't the first time I've heard this either.
I'm a publicist. Appearance is everything.
Okay.
So you have dirty ass shoes? Ew. Right. You can't even take care of your fucking shoes. You can't take care of me? Like, damn. Oh. Like, okay. It's deeper. It's levels to this shit.
Are y'all taking notes?
I hope, fellas, even women, help your man, honey. Help your brothers. Help your daddy. Take notes.
Help that nigga to like you and you ain't paying no attention to him.
So. I mean,
because he might not be able to get you, but you can set him up for the next one. All the platonic friends you done have for 17 years
that you're never gonna fuck.
That you're never gonna fuck.
Help him out. I help Brian out again on the weekends. I'm just I said your name again on it.
Like I just don't know how to do shit.
Not only did I call him out, but I said it's government.
Not only did she shoot him in the heart, but then she gonna step on him at the same time.
I can't dress.
I buried his shit.
I can't dress.
Jesus B.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I called her this morning, like, should I wear the
band? Nah. You woke up and it was hanging for you. With notes. With sticky notes.
And she don't live nowhere near me, so I'm wondering, how the fuck?
With sticky notes all over it. Roll the arms up.
Three-quarter length, though. Not all the way.
Wait, last week, what did you
and
say
take
about
me a selfie.
Me?
Take a selfie and send it to me.
What did you say last week about me with socks? You said something crazy about me. Guys, just so you know, I have a very, very, very type A personality. And I'm a little OCD. I was just going to say it. I'm a little OCD.
Crazy.
A little OCD.
No, not little. Not little at all.
Shut up. B, what did you say last week about me with socks?
Something along the lines of you color coding them and lining them up based on when I bought them. Something like that. I wouldn't doubt it.
At all.
You see how they treat me in here?
If we
you
was roommates,
just shot
I'm sure.
B, 85 times.
I did.
Right. Since the start of this motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is the stripping part of that zone.
It happened last week too, y'all.
But we have to this close the fellas. Door. It's hot as hell in here. Gotta make sure I look right though, because we on camera. Hey, y'all.
She might be naked by the end of the show.
Give me some more.
Turn up the heat a little bit.
Pour.
I'm just drinking wine right now. I've been drinking that dark liquor.
So you said five, right? That's four.
So, I may do a little bit more. I got time.
I'm really interested to see how she butchers me further.
White socks and dress shoes? Come on, homie.
I have never done that.
Never?
Never.
I can't lie. You know.
Only time you do that is when your laundry fucked up.
You're right. You got caught up.
I've never done that.
Yo, and it was never seen. I was so self-conscious. It was like.
Okay, as long as it wasn't seen.
That's when you sit at your cubicle all day.
I'm good.
Knowing you got to go to the bathroom.
I'm not hungry.
Fuck it.
I mean, only when you were like younger and you went to a Michael Jackson concert was that acceptable. That's the only time.
Hilarious.
White socks and dress shoes, homie.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, this was one of the lame ones.
Okay, go ahead.
If it's something you wear to the gym to work out in, it probably shouldn't be in your everyday clothes. Really? Who does that?
Who does that?
Like, look at what this dude's wearing.
Yeah.
Hold on. That applies to the females. Y'all the ones wearing,
I agree.
Y'all the ones wearing the fucking yoga pants to the job.
I agree.
I mean, I'm not complaining because I like the yoga pants, but that's
not
what y'all do.
No.
I wear the yoga pants and the leggings. And
hold on, homie. Don't talk about leggings. Don't wear leggings.
I'm just saying, but that's workout shit, right?
Wait. But true. My rule for leggings, don't wear leggings, is pants. Like, leggings should go under, like, a tunic or a dress or something like that.
Leggings look great as pants.
For whores. Look. Sluts.
And tanks. Where are they at? I am on my way right now.
Just work with a bunch of perverts.
She didn't want to talk about dudes collecting dicks. And
right. And stripping.
Right.
I didn't make that up. I pulled headlines. Like, I didn't come up with this.
But you're stripping.
Yeah, you are stripping.
You know, you guys, I just can't. Okay, let me see. What's another good one? Long nails on a guy? Disgusting.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's fucking... You got long nails?
Baby, what you talking about?
That is disgusting. And if you're listening right now and you're a guy and you have long nails, cut that shit now. That's gross. The coke nail, that pinky coke nail with that ring on it. That is so gross.
Wait, why ex leaving though?
Right. He's like, can you make me an appointment, please?
Ex going to clip his nails and shit right now because I talked about it.
Finna hit the bump first, then clip the nails.
Right. Gotta hit the
bump. And cut your nasty ass toenails too. Don't a girl want you in the bed scratching up her fucking legs and feet?
Shout out to my boy Jay. I know he listening. You did that shit back in college, homie. Yup.
What?
Did you
my boy Jay?
Yeah, I name dropped.
You
don't nobody else know him but me.
You
y'all motherfuckers don't know him. You know what I'm talking about. He's listening right now.
Hilarious.
I mean, just take care of yourselves better. Like, we like to look at you. We want you smelling good. Mm-hmm. That's on here, too. You know, get your signature scent, but not too much, because men can overdo it with the cologne, and that's not a good thing.
There's a couple chicks at the job that overdo it with the perfume, too, though.
In we're talking place, about... This is my damn segment, and we're talking about men.
I'm just saying.
What the fuck is wrong
that
with
shit
you?
Works sorry both ways. That.
Look, when it's what's on your mind,
okay, but that might be on my motherfucking mind.
You talk about that. We are talking about men right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to help your raggedy ass out right now.
Wow.
Me.
No, B is actually good. I can't. I'm serious, ladies. He's good.
They know.
Okay, on that note.
Continue.
Thank you. What is up with men afraid of getting, like, their eyebrows done and just grooming?
That's gay. Oh, I'm sorry.
For one, we have to
sorry.
Talk.
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. Yo, shout out to Grady. That's playful.
Thank you.
That's real playful. Sorry.
It's not grooming. I didn't say arch your eyebrows. I just say groom them. We don't want to see all that bushy ass hair and like, ew.
Be cool. I'm cool. What
that's
you
what
talking
I'm
about?
Saying. Just, I'm not talking about you two. I'm just saying in general, just grooming.
This is natural. This is heritage.
I see a little bit of a unibrow though. I'm seeing some hair in the middle. What's that? Is that a shadow?
It's a shadow. We all
I'm seeing that.
This is natural thing. It's natural.
If you don't do anything else, at least get the unibrow. Like trim that shit.
That's playful.
I just can't. Whatever.
I think I'm gonna get my unibrow taken off with it while I'm eating a hot dog and cherry tomatoes.
Grady, you hear him? You hear him right now?
I mean, like, you might as well just go all the way out.
Ray Grady, if you're listening right now.
You might as well just go all the way if you go do that.
Do you hear Keek saying your jokes right now? Oh, my God. Okay, this is hilarious, and I didn't know this. And B and I actually did this before coming.
Uh-oh.
It says, if you're not sure if your breath stinks, lick your wrist and smell it.
Smell your breath, yeah. Smell it off your wrist.
That's some
what
new
the
shit. That's some like 2014 shit. I've never heard that before. So then this goes for the ladies too now. If you got stank ass breath, or you think you may have stank breath, lick your wrist. Everybody do it right now. Let's just do it. Everybody, come on. We're going to do it.
I've been drinking Jack.
We've been drinking Jack.
Well, mine smell like wine.
Yeah, we're drunk here.
I mean, that's what
I hope you ain't got a bad breath.
But that's what it should smell like, right?
If you could kill Jack, you are, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just leaving you on that note. that's a good, you know, not that, you know, blow in your hand and then the wrist. That's the wrist. What they're telling us on BuzzFeed. Okay. If you want to see all 29, look it up on BuzzFeed. It's 29 little things guys can do to instantly be more attractive. You're welcome. Be what you got for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Key.
You're welcome.
So the segment we're introducing.
Go for it.
By me is basically whatever I'm thinking about at the moment.
What's on your mind?
So, I got a text from a friend. We're not going to say her name.
I was going to say.
This shit's going to be funny as hell.
We're not going to say her name.
Is she nameless? Okay, we won't say her name. We're not calling her out.
Y'all know that I've done the dating and relationship shit for about 14 years. And
so 14.
A lot of my people hit me up for advice.
Mm-hmm.
So she hit me up a couple days ago saying, man, I need to talk to you. All right, cool. She told me that she had been dating a married man for like 2 years and didn't know it. And then it came out and then she asked me if she should stay with him.
Girl.
So I figured I would bring it to y'all and you can dissect the shit.
Can't.
Look at his face.
I can't.
I want to know. No, first, Keith, answer that. What should she do?
Really? You just asked me that?
Two years? Wait, but it's 2 years in.
I don't give a damn.
That's a dog. That's a Range Rover.
I'm going to give you all some personal. I'm going to give you some personal background of myself.
Oh.
I was engaged with someone. I was with him for 3 years. His ass cheated. We were planning our wedding, mind you. Planning. We were in the planning stages. His ass cheated. I bounced. Like, really? So you're with the married, you just found out. So he lied to you for 2 fucking years that he was married. And you have the nerve to ask if you should stay with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
What if he's paying for everything?
That's a whole other story. Right, why the hell is he paying for it? Why are you not independent? You never allow a man to pay for everything and not have anything on your own. Like, he can pay for everything, but you need a backup. You need a cushion.
What if the dick is incredible?
It's never that good.
It's never?
Hell no, it's never.
You really think dick would be that good for a chick to stick with a dude 2 years?
A married man for 2 years? Come on, this dude was never that good. And there's more single penis out there. Sorry. No. Tramp. Sorry. I know that's your girl. Hope she listening.
My answer is this. Let's get to reality. My answer is this. No, it's technically on the blood is wrong. But if you got 2 years invested in somebody, it really depends on the pros and the cons.
He lied
pros
to
and
you.
The cons?
He's a fucking liar.
Pros and cons.
He doesn't even respect you. He's proven that he doesn't respect you because he fucking lied to you for two years.
Well, hey.
Like, no.
We just talked about that. He saw it. He hit it. And he just happened to stay for 2 years. Shut. She makes some good enchiladas.
I just can't.
The tea she make in the morning is incredible.
The tea.
Sidekick. Go home. Fuck the board. Go home. You're fired. I can't even right now.
Who gonna walk the dog like she do?
But see, here's the thing. This is what went down after the fact. So, you know, I told her basically the same thing to Mick said. Like, man, just fuck that Lee. Then she started defending the dude.
Right. So that told you right there.
See,
like, why?
She's invested.
Yes.
I'm not saying it like it's a good thing.
No, it's not.
Like, that's ridiculous. No, she gotta go. So, Kit, you're really condoning this. I have to think about our friendship right now. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean, because the reality of it is it takes a lot to walk. I mean, truly.
It takes a lot to walk.
To walk away?
Yes.
I had no fucking job. I was very well taken care of. I had no job.
Key.
I lived in Atlanta. I wasn't even living like around family and friends or any of that shit.
Key.
And I left.
Key. You know, like, you got Iron Man. You got like Woman. You are a superhero. You're different.
Why, thank you.
Yo, you cold as steel. You a whole different breed here. I'm just saying on the real, like, you put 2 years in somebody, especially if you put 2 years in somebody and they sold you a dream. When that bubble get bust, sometimes you don't want to deal with reality. This is all I'm saying. Not saying right or wrong, because right or wrong is not never an answer. It's reality of truth.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? What you mean right or wrong?
You saying right or wrong, he should leave. I mean, she should leave.
Yeah.
I grant that. I'm putting it, yes, that's what you're supposed to do. Now let's deal with reality. How many walk, really?
No, really? Are we talking about guests on Jerry Springer or Maury Povich? No, I'm saying reality. Average intelligence.
The average intelligence. How many walk?
People.
Well, I did. When
people
my
are getting divorced at 50% race. Why would you stay with a motherfucker you dating for 2 years if you find out he was doing that?
With my situation, because a lot of women did say that.
The difference between marriage and dating is two total different things.
But she's not married. I'm
saying she's dating him.
Right. So would be easier to shake that?
No, the difference of it is when you date somebody, you could keep a beautiful picture for them to have because you're dating them. They don't know who you really are.
But once you find out who the fuck you really are.
When do you find out?
Hold on. But
when
look,
you find out look, he's married.
But look.
What?
Homeboy was married to four chicks. We talked about it earlier. Four chicks, and he held that shit up for a long ass time.
Right.
So
you just keep being deceived.
No. I'm not saying. No. My question is to you is the question is not walk. How do you walk?
Pack
you get
your shit
and leave.
Stand can, up, put your fucking can, shoes on, and walk the and fuck get, out. What are you talking about right now? Like, I can't.
All right.
Just, it's easy. Okay, it may not be easy, but I mean.
It depends on the type of one. I mean, us three here, we are very unique individuals. I mean, come on now. You know. You drunk.
I'm not drunk. I am a pro at wine.
B-Walk went to school on how to break a mind down and put it back together in 2.3 seconds.
True.
I got psych. I mean, you know. I'm saying it depends on the kind of person you're dealing with and if he sold her the dream, you see what I'm saying? That's the difference that I'm saying here. Reality of life. It's not just... I'm not saying right or wrong. And my question is, how do you teach her to walk? What do you do?
Hit that bitch in the back and say,
it ain't that to cut a bitch off. I'm just saying. That's my question. Like, how do
bitch,
you
bitch, walk. Her? Get up. The fuck? Like, wake up. I can't. See, like,
Key friends would be like, okay, I got to tell you something, B. Do not tell Key. You promise?
Well, what did you tell her?
Same thing you said. Get the fuck out. I mean, it wasn't even that difficult. Like, as soon, like, she didn't even finish her story. You know how you get a text and it'd be like 15 bubbles? She just said the first two sentences. Yeah, I found out you cheated. Just bounce.
Nope.
Don't think about it. Oh, but he's still texting me. Block him. Just block him. Leave that shit alone.
Okay.
Just that simple.
Wow. And ladies, this is coming from a man. I mean, we got two men with two different viewpoints on it.
I mean, no.
Which I respect. I respect.
I feel what he's saying. Don't get me wrong.
But you're just saying it's not that easy.
It's usually not that easy.
I get it.
I mean, even with you, like you said, you got out because you were not going to take that.
Right.
But at some point in time, that shit got hard. I mean, because you got used to...
Oh, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
It's hard.
So that's what I'm saying. But if somebody's not that strong... How do you walk? Is my question. When somebody is not that strong.
Women in your life, girl. A grandma or something to teach you. Like, I just... I know. She need a black grandma. Is she
She's a black grandma.
No.
What was it? What was it? What did she say, X?
It takes time to get on your feet. Remember?
I agree. It's just...
Exactly. That's what I said. So, like...
I'm just
maybe she's
breed.
Asking for... the backing. The support. If you don't have that support,
but at what point do you support a lot your fucking self? Yeah,
right.
It's your job.
Wait, when I say that, because if he's married, 9 out of 10, how old is she?
She's our age.
She's our age. Huh. A lot of times when men have somebody,
she's closer to our end of the spectrum. She ain't up there quite.
A lot of guys when they have something like that, when they pull somebody like that, they picked her intentionally.
Because
that means I can pull you away from your support system. I can make your life my life when I need you to make you my life. And when I have it that way, it's the hardest thing to get rid of because now I made you.
You sound like an old ass pimp, don't you?
B, bitch, I made you.
Like, I made you. How you gonna play me? No, but I mean, you know, so if I went from hanging out with Keys on Saturdays and, you know, shout out to Tiff, you know, Tiff, you know, shopping with Tiff on Thursdays to him.
That's
him.
Where women go wrong, right?
That's
there.
Where they get wrong. But that's he knows what show. He's doing.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
If he knew he could lie to a bitch for 2 years, you goddamn right he know what he's doing.
So, I guarantee you, she's asking that question because he's like, yo, you want to leave? Bitch, go.
Wow. Ladies, I just
you
don't.
Know what? You know what? There's a lot of truth in what he's saying.
I'm not.
I'm not saying he's right and she's wrong.
This is just reality.
It's just reality of the situation. So that's why I'm saying you had to break it down more for her to understand what happened. Because she's sitting there like, where my life went.
I broke it down.
Right. So that's why you say walk. It's kind of hard to say just walk.
But
right.
I know her scenario and we're not going to go all the way into it. I know her scenario.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to go all the way into
it. Okay.
It wouldn't have been that hard because she is independent.
Huh.
All it was, well, I mean.
2 years with a married man.
Hold on. Financially and all that other shit, she was cool. So she would have left. It's not like she would have been on the street.
Dickmatized. Yeah, okay.
She dickmatized. Right. That's what it was.
However, the game got played. If it was by money, by dick, by time.
Right.
If it was whatever he found that she needed, he supplied it to
her at the time. I get it. Well,
so
you're a pimp, Joe.
So what we've learned here, psychic's a pimp. And there's stupid hoes in the world. Okay, so thank you all.
I'm about to wrap this up.
Thank you all so much for tuning in with us for another week. We appreciate you. This show will be on our website, and we will be posting that
because
for you.
Because it did get recorded this time, right? Right?
Right, right, right.
True that.
I hope you tuned in on the Ustream and saw all of us being super ridiculous.
Including my rolled up shirt and
right.
Collar
that Key picked out.
Follow. Tune in with us every single Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. PST. Social Misconduct. We appreciate you all. We love you so much. Follow us on Twitter at Social Misconduct, Facebook, Social Misconduct Radio, and Instagram at Social Misconduct.
What are you doing? Anybody got anything doing this week?
I am trying to go to sleep. Okay. Just get some sleep. That's all I'm trying to do.
Anything you got going on?
What you got going on? Real quick. Nothing. He ain't got nothing going on.
Sleeping.
Well, we know you have a lot going on. So, tell people.
Kevin Hart weekend, Atlantic City. Then we got Kevin Hart in New York and in Vegas. Excuse me. So we out there getting it.
We could have had that shit going on. You didn't invite me, motherfucker.
Yeah, shady.
We out.
We out. Peace.
Peace.
See y'all next week.